Here we go.
It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Angela Mills, the executive director of Lift Up, is here again. I imagine pretty busy times over the last 6 weeks or so with the federal government shutdown and federal employees, except for those that are deemed mission critical, which I'm assuming is a pretty small portion, not having any income. And so food pantries, I'm sure, like Lift Up, very busy. And it's winter time anyway, which you probably have a pretty continuous need, but I would think it'd be maybe a little bit more in the winter.
It is a continuous need. What we see the difference in the winter is we don't get, you know, we have a wonderful partnership with Uproot Colorado and the Gleaning Project. So when fresh crops are in abundance, we get a lot more produce. So right now it's a little lean on that. We do see our visits are up. We don't know, you know, I can't say absolutely that's because of the shutdown, but we do know that we're serving more people. The amount of people that we're serving continues to go up.
Frequently when we have these conversations, we're talking about donations and we're asking for folks to either donate, you know, the extra stuff from their garden or the canned food, the non-perishable food items. This time we're going to focus a little bit more on services that are available and how Lift Up can help. Just to help folks that may not know or understand how Lift Up works, of course, 37 years this year in May will be the 37th anniversary of Lift Up. And it's interesting, unless you need to use a service like Lift Up, you really don't have knowledge of it. And particularly in the case of the federal government workers, you think you've got a good job. You've got this constant income, and yet something unforeseeable happens. And this is actually how a lot of other people find out about Lift Up as well. When I say something unforeseeable, obviously the federal government shutdown is kind of an extraordinary circumstance, but there are other extraordinary circumstances that people find themselves in the middle of. And I'm not sure if that's grammatically correct. I'm a little self-conscious here. I'm hanging on every word. Okay, that sentence was good.
I'm keeping score.
I was going to say I may need to hire an editor to help me out with my speaking abilities. There are other extenuating circumstances, extraordinary circumstances that families find themselves. It could be the loss of a job. It could be a sudden illness. Something like that. And like I say, you don't really pay attention to or know Lift Up until you really, really need it.
Right. And people find themselves needing our services for various reasons, just like you said. And you know, if anything, if we can find a positive in the shutdown, it's that it has shined a light on food insecurity and just how fragile so many of us are, you know, from one event. We helped during Lake Christine fire. You can have, you know, with the cost of living here and other things that happen, you can be trucking along with a job and then the car engine blows up. Now, what do? You've got to fix the car. You've got to pay your mortgage or your rent. Maybe you need some help with groceries that month. You can fall ill and medical expenses come up and you just need somebody to rely on. So we are here for any reason. We are here for a one-time emergency visit while you get back on your feet. You can come once a month for as long as it takes for you to find that security again. We don't ask a lot as far as, you know, I'm not going to say, well, show me your paycheck and show me your bills and prove to me that you need me. It's really just open arms and a friend. You come in, you're a resident of Garfield, Pitkin, Eagle County, where we have our services. By all means, come in and we can help you through that hard time.
Lake Christine is a great example because you've got Basalt, which a lot of people would consider a more affluent community, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden something like Lake Christine happens and some of those folks were evacuated for, it was upwards of a week,
yes.
wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And just like you say, everything is fine under normal circumstances, but it's kind of like the spinning top that we all had when we were a kid.
Right.
You know, and it begins to wobble.
Yep.
And then you add maybe another unforeseen circumstance, and that's when things really start to get out of control. And that's why Lift Up is such a great resource to kind of step in and help help out with the food insecurity, which I know there's a definition for food insecurity. It's a, for me anyway, a fairly new term within the last decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
What does food insecurity mean?
So food insecurity is basically, it breaks down to you may not know where your next meal is going to come from. Or, you know, I'm, thank God, so fortunate that I know that I can leave work today and go by the grocery store and get some stuff to make dinner tonight for my family. There's so many Americans for various reasons that don't know. You know, I'm juggling all of these different bills and maybe I can go get some food. Maybe I can't. Maybe I can, you know, make ramen for the 10th time tonight and put a spin of variation on it. But really getting high protein, health, fresh foods is a struggle.
Is it a misconception that Lift Up only helps people that are, quote, living off the system?
Yes. Yeah. huge misconception. We help a lot of hardworking families. We help families that, you know, you say you're fortunate enough to have two income earners in the home, but both of those income earners are working two different jobs and paying the car payment and paying the rent and, you know, kids that are doing a sports activity. Things add up so quickly and you're always going to choose that rent payment because at least you have a home for your family and food tends to come second or third down the line.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You mentioned something like a car repair bill or something along those lines. As you say, you can be paying all your bills. You know, if you have two incomes, you're lucky enough to have two incomes mm-hmm. in the household. And then a car bill comes, or a repair bill comes. Obviously, if you're going to work, you have to have
right.
reliable transportation,
mm-hmm.
right? And then maybe something else unforeseen happens, like a health problem. You need a trip to the doctor. Maybe you need some medicine. And things kind of build up. And it's interesting over just a short period of time how the course can change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you find yourself maybe in a situation that you thought you would never be in. And I'm so fortunate to have the staff and the volunteers that we have such kind hearts and non-judgmental spirit that you can come in and no judgment. And we're just here to give you some love and give you a hug if you want it, and give you some food and send you out and hopefully leave you in a better situation than when you came in the door.
Remind me, food pantries, there's one in Parachute,
mm-hmm.
one in Rifle, Glenwood, and I know there's one in Aspen, and I know I missed a couple.
I think you missed. So we have Newcastle and we have Carbondale.
Okay. And again, those food pantries are available for anyone. What do you typically, do you have a set list of items? Obviously, it depends on what's on the shelf at
right.
any given time. But do you have categories that you send people out the door with if they come in looking for food?
We do. So some of the staples that we always have or should always have, pastas, pasta sauces, beans, rice. We like to have cereal. If we're fortunate enough to have meat, we like to send families away with some meat, some protein source. And like you said, so much of it depends on, we have a wonderful partnership with Food Bank of the Rockies. And so most of our products come from that resource, and it's what they have available and what we can get, because we can really extend our buy-in power.
And it's generally per pound, right?
Yeah. 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 It's per pound, and it's actually, if it's something that they have in there and that it's been donated, we can buy for 12 cents a pound most of the time.
Which is pretty good. Yes. That's a little bit better than your average trip to the grocery store.
Right, right. So that's where those donations come into play so heavy. You know, you can donate $30 a month on a reoccurring donation, and that makes a gigantic impact on the families of our valley.
Another thing that I failed to mention when we're talking about those extenuating circumstances that can sometimes send a family into a little bit of, I hesitate to use the word peril because it sounds so sensational, but it's, I mean, it is what it is, right? Accidents. Mm-hmm. Like, as simple as slipping and falling on the sidewalk, if you sprain or break something, that could put you out of work for a while.
Right.
And again, depending on your situation at work, what kind of, you know, how long you've been there, you may not get paid until you're well enough to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And again, suddenly that paycheck that's paying all the bills is now gone.
Yeah.
And so what do you do when you don't know where the next meal is going to come from?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, we'll take a quick break. By the way, if you'd like to learn more about Lift Up and everything they have to offer, the website is liftup.org. Again, a lot of times we focus on giving and donations to Lift Up. Of course, that has to still continue. Today, we just decided we would spend most of the conversation talking about resources that are available. And actually, there are some new programs that you've started this year. Or that Lift Up is starting this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been over 6 months since you've been in charge, right? So we can say you. We'll give you the credit. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Okay. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Angela Mills is here with us again today, the executive director of Lift Up. Did you, Angela, have much knowledge of Lift Up before you became the executive director?
I had some because I was fortunate enough to work with Debbie Patrick, who handles all of our marketing and outreach while I was still at the Post-Independent. So I learned a lot about the organization through Debbie as I was helping them with their marketing and advertising. So that was kind of my step into the services. But absolutely, after coming on board October 1st as executive director, my eyes really opened to how vast the services are. And one of the things that I think is so groovy about us is we're not only the food pantries, but we do have our two thrift stores as well. So as you're donating food, you can donate, you know, as you're doing your maybe spring cleaning of your closets and you're going, oh, I haven't worn this, or I want to redecorate the living room and I need new art, so I'll donate the art to our thrift stores. Then the funds from our thrift stores go directly into paying our staffs, keeping our thrift stores, or keeping our pantries open, purchasing more food. And the thrift stores came into play during the Lake Christine fire because people had to evacuate. And they didn't take any of their clothing with them. And so then they were able to come to the thrift store in Rifle, and we just opened the doors and said, go in and take the clothing, take the bedding, take anything that you may need.
Again, thrift stores still have the thrift store in Parachute, right?
Yep, yep.
And then Rifle, and then, of course, partners with Family Visitor Programs on Defiance Thrift Store in Glenwood as well. So I guess it's been two or three executive directors ago, Mike Powell told me once his hope for the future was that at some point Lift Up would be able to pay all the administrative costs through the thrift stores and through other means so that every donation, every monetary donation, every non-perishable food item donation could go directly to the people that needed
it. Straight to our clients.
And a lofty goal, but I imagine you're probably still continuing to work toward that.
Yes, yes, we are on our way. And our thrift stores, the managers that I have done a really great job recently doing some great cleanup projects and redesign projects. So if you haven't been in a little while, please come in and walk through.
And again, for anybody that needs, do you give vouchers for the clothes? Now, Lake Christine obviously was an extraordinary circumstance, mm-hmm. and you had this huge need. How do the thrift stores normally work? Is it normally like a regular retail establishment where you go in and you pay for the items that you purchase? Or are there some circumstances where people that need a coat, for instance, in the winter, can go in and get that for free?
Yes. Yes to both of those things.
Okay.
So you can come in and you can purchase. And then for our clients of the pantries, the food pantries, they do get vouchers twice a year to come in. And so that would be basic essentials for each member of their family. So pants, socks, shoes, outerwear. Twice a year they get to come in and do that.
So there's no reason why the kids can't have a winter coat.
Right. And our communities were so generous throughout the holidays with our coat drives. We really were able to give coats to a lot of kiddos.
That's wonderful to hear. Speaking of, again, the main focus of the conversation today is services that are available to folks that are in need. But something kind of cool that you're going to start in 2019, or it's new to me anyway. Maybe it's been going on forever. Themed food drives each month.
Yeah. So, no, that is new. And that's our wonderful Debbie Patrick again, kind of her brainchild, putting together the things that we need on a continual basis and really working to educate our community on how much of these items we go through in a year and what is needed. So January was fruits, canned fruits and veggies, again, because we're just not gleaning as much during the winter months that we do during spring, summer. And then February.
Yeah, the garden doesn't do quite as well.
Yeah, for some reason right now, yeah, there's just not a lot of tomatoes growing in my backyard. And then February, we're doing protein bars, granolas, energy bars, protein bars is our focus for February.
Okay, and then other themes throughout the rest of the year. And I imagine that you'll probably make a big deal out of this on the website. And Lift Up has a Facebook page as well.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Do each of your pantries have a specific page, or do you just have one main for
the main Facebook page for our pantries. And then we do have a Facebook page for our thrift store in Rifle and a Facebook page for our thrift store in Parachute. And as we get some of those really cool items in, we'll put them on and they go really quick. So if you want to know what those special finds are, make sure you're following those Facebook pages. But yes, our website is great, and it will be updated with all of the themes. You know, March, mac and cheese and ramen. April, canned meats. That's such a big one for us. Canned tuna, canned ham, canned chicken, just stretching that protein.
We had tuna fish for dinner last night, actually. Speaking of which, it's
one
of my
favorites. Did you get a yummy tuna casserole? Is that what you did?
No, it was actually tuna fish sandwiches,
which is
one of my all-time favorites. I don't get it nearly as often as I'd like, but that makes it that much more enjoyable when I do get it.
Last week I did grilled cheese and tomato soup at dinner, and I was oh my gosh.
That's
hard
to beat.
This is a feast.
Sometimes the simplest things are the most enjoyable,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, it was what my soul needed that night.
I appreciate that. Is this accurate? 30,000 cans a year?
So it's 30,000 times. So we serve right now, we have close to 3,000 families. Those 3,000 families can come to our pantries once a month. And that's fairly new. When Lift Up started, it was around the holiday time, and then it went to once a quarter families could come to our food pantries. And now it's every single month they can come and get food.
And that's a change in the last few years.
Yes.
Just with the, whatever you want to call it, recession, depression, economic downturn.
Life's roller coaster.
Yes, right, exactly. In the last few years, that change was made to try and help those families out a little bit more.
Yeah, it turns out people don't just get hungry at Christmas. It's really weird.
Amazing, isn't it? And Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
In addition to the food pantries and the thrift stores, there are actually some other lesser known services that Lift Up provides on a case-by-case basis when there's an extraordinary circumstance for a family. since the conversation today is kind of about the services that are available, do you want to talk about some of those other things? Sometimes we downplay them because it's not the bread and butter, no pun intended.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Of Lift Up.
And tomato soup.
Yes, exactly.
So we do. We are able to do other things for families as well. One of the things that Lift Up really is going to start focusing more on is truly lifting folks up into better circumstances. And so if you have a job interview and you can't get to the job interview, there's a problem, we can help with bus passes to get to that job interview. We can help with bus passes to get to a medical appointment. We have some funding to help with prescription coverage if you need a prescription covered and you're just having some hard times with that. So, yeah, it really is treating a bunch of different issues that you may find yourself facing.
And again, those are extenuating circumstances. The food pantries, the once a month food at the food pantries, and of course the thrift stores. That's the bread and butter again.
Yes.
To use the, you know, if it was funny the first time, then it's got to be funny the second time. Though that's mainly what Lift Up does, but in special circumstances, you can have a conversation with folks and see if there's a chance for you to help them out.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And because, especially with the jobs, helping you get to a job, helping you get to, if you have a job interview and maybe you don't have appropriate clothing, come by, visit us. Maybe there's something in the thrift store that we can help you out with.
Again, getting somebody some meaningful employment,
yes,
is a good thing, because you can kind of see the logical extension of that is that hopefully, number one, maybe they not need Lift Up services in the future, but beyond that, they might become one of Lift Up's supporters in the
An
future
advocate.
As well.
Yeah.
Again, the website is liftup.org. If you know somebody that you know seems to be struggling just a little bit, maybe suggest that they go ask Lift Up for some help. You know, Lift Up was founded almost 37 years ago so that no one would have to go hungry, and has grown so much in response to the need.
Mm-hmm.
Again, those food pantries in Parachute, Rifle, Newcastle, Glenwood, Carbondale, and Aspen.
You got it.
See, I learn. I, at least I try to anyway. We'll take one final break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Angela in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Angela Mills is our guest this afternoon, talking about Lift Up. One thing I meant to ask before that I did not touch on, it's a little bit off topic, but something that I'm curious about, so maybe somebody else will find it interesting too. You had the opportunity to spend, was it a month, was it 2 months, with Debbie Wild, who, of course, was an interim executive director for a while. She kind of helped out Lift Up. Of course, she knows her way around local nonprofits. How helpful was that to sit with someone? Because you actually went from a for-profit business,
mm-hmm.
right? You worked for the Post-Independent for a while. And then you came into the nonprofit sector. And, I mean, I guess business is business, but things are a little bit different, aren't they?
They are different. And just Debbie's mentorship on leadership in general, nonprofit, for-profit, she's priceless. And I still have her. I get her through the end of March, actually. And
oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yes, yes. And so I can't put a value on that. I can't tell you how beneficial she is to me, to my staff, to our Lift Up organization. Yeah, her nonprofit background is amazing. And what she did with Youth Zone, tremendous. Yeah. And really leading us into the future in a way to be a nonprofit that is doing what our clients need, so getting client-centric, and then getting to the point of where we're really helping our clients to feel good about themselves, to better their situation, so they're on to bigger and better things and then able to help other people and not just being a nonprofit that keeps people in a situation that they can rise above.
Kind of like we were talking about at the end of the last segment about the bus passes to get to a job or some appropriate clothes for a job interview. Mm-hmm. The whole idea is to help people better themselves, not just a handout.
Yeah, find that purpose, rediscover your self-esteem, and get into a better situation.
Again, the website is liftup.org. Of course, a couple different LiftUp Facebook pages, one for the thrift stores and one for the food pantries. I love what you said earlier about the volunteers in those food pantries. You know, there's no judgment. They're here to help people out. And for many of us, needing LiftUp's services could not be that far away. One car accident, one serious illness, loss of a job. You know, again, federal government workers have kind of been in the spotlight since the end of December. But in this corporate environment, especially if you work for a larger employer, something like that could happen, be it a layoff or a furlough, and you maybe didn't see it coming, and now, well, what do we do? Well, fortunately, LiftUp is there to help. And I should mention, when we're talking about those special circumstances, there are times when LiftUp will work with other nonprofits in, again, special cases to put a package together, if you will, to help out a family that needs something extraordinary that wasn't foreseen at that time.
Oh, yeah. We love our sister nonprofits and work closely with several of them. You know, Catholic Charities we can reach out to. Great networking with other nonprofits.
Yeah. And the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. I imagine every nonprofit probably refers to LiftUp at one time or another, right?
Yeah.
The other thing that LiftUp does that I feel like we don't give near enough attention to that is available for folks as well that are hungry and maybe suffering from some food insecurity are the extended table community dinners. Of course, this has been going on in Glenwood for at least 25 years mm-hmm. that I know of, probably even longer than that.
Yeah.
And those are five nights a week, right?
5 nights a week in Glenwood, Monday through Friday. We serve hot meals through, and I say we, through the partnership of numerous volunteers.
Is there still a waiting list, by the way, to serve at the extended table?
To sign up as a team captain? Yeah. Our community is just awesome. So, yes, you can contact us, and if it's something that you're interested in doing, we do have regular folks signed up that they know Monday is their gig, Tuesday, so on and so forth, to come down, provide those warm meals to folks, provide that smile, and camaraderie that so many folks are needing. Again, it's not just feeding the body, it's feeding the spirit, feeding the soul. But you can get on that list. And of course, things happen and all of a sudden somebody can't do Monday. So then we know that we have somebody to call and they can jump in and handle that night so the doors aren't closed.
It's a great thing to have a waiting list for.
Amen.
And you also do a couple extended table dinners in Rifle in the Lavelle building.
Yep. We do 2 nights a week here in Rifle as well.
And what nights are those? Tuesday and Thursday?
Oh, you would ask me that. Yes, I believe that's right. Okay. I told you, I'm on half a cup of coffee here, Gabe.
It's the first time I've been able to stump you, so I'd say we're doing pretty good. By the way, if you have any questions about the extended table, LiftUp in general, you can always call to 625-4496, and there's contact information on the website also about services or about volunteering or giving in any way. And it's not just about money. Again, 12 cents a pound, LiftUp can make the money go a little bit further than we can in the grocery store, but I know
that $30 a month goes a long way.
That's right, absolutely. And you can do giving throughout the year as well.
Yep.
If you want to on the website. And of course, you're so appreciative of those food drives, whether you know about it in advance or not, those food drives that happen throughout the community on an ongoing basis.
Yes.
I remember one of the first canned food drives. I couldn't tell you what grade I was in, but it was elementary school, so it had to have been, you know, the early days of LiftUp, and we the class brought in cans to donate to LiftUp.
So cool. We love it when the kiddos get involved.
Right. Absolutely. Love those phone calls on Monday morning. Hey, we got a bunch of food. You want to come pick it up somehow?
Yes. Yes. We sure. can figure out
we will
how to
figure
do that.
That out. Yeah. And then the other thing that we didn't talk about, you know, two things, I'm sorry, that I skipped over that we haven't talked about yet. One is Onward, which is a foundation mm-hmm. that you now have this we'll explain what this is, because I don't think I could do it justice if I tried to summarize it.
That's okay. It's Onward, a legacy foundation, and they really stepped up huge for us this year. We applied for and received the Food Pantry Assistance Grant. And one of the things that I appreciate so much about this grant is it enables our pantries to buy Colorado Proud products. So we are then investing back in our community with local farmers to provide. We are going to use the funds for meat and eggs for our pantries.
And again, that will go to local people in our local area here or yeah. throughout the state?
That I can't tell you yet.
Okay.
But
so it's still in development.
But it is going to be a local farm that we will partner with, local
awesome.
in our immediate area, and then that food goes right to our clients.
I like that idea. I like helping out local farmers, mm-hmm. and I think the other side of that is you know where the food came from.
Right.
You know how it was grown. You know it's healthy. And so then hopefully that'll help make the people that need that food assistance a little bit healthier as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Really giving them good food to take home to their families.
And then the other one is Meal Monkey. This is a service that's available to RE2 students 18 years and under mm-hmm. In the RE2 school district. So Rifle, Silt, and Newcastle, obviously. They're off on Friday, so they don't get a school lunch on Friday. And so Meal Monkey kind of helps bridge that gap.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as you say Meal Monkey, I just start smiling. Well, one,
it's a
come
great
on,
name.
It's got monkey. That's
yeah,
what makes
exactly.
it fun. And food and kids. So, yes, our kids that my kids are RE2 kids, no school on Friday. Meal Monkey prepares, our volunteers prepare every Thursday. And I have one amazing volunteer in particular that gives of her time and comes down and makes sandwiches and bags all of these little lunches, puts so much love into it. And then on Friday, we put our Meal Monkey magnet on the truck and drive it around to the different parks and make sure that kids are getting yummy, healthy lunches on Friday.
So if parents want to learn more about that, is there information about specifics and where Meal Monkey will be on the website?
Absolutely is.
Again, that's liftup.org. Again, if you have any questions about anything we talked about today, the number is 625-4496. And again, if you have a neighbor you know may be struggling, suggest they stop by a food pantry, or you can get some information for them as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people are proud. I respect that. And sometimes you just need a little extra help to get you back on your feet.
Right. You just need a friend.
That's
and
right.
And we're here to be your friend.
I like that. Again, liftup.org, 625-4496. Angela, it's a pleasure as always.
Thank you so much, Gabe. Really appreciate it.
Anything else that we should mention, by the way, that we haven't touched on? I think we actually stayed pretty well to the plan this time.
We did. Yeah, off air we got to talk about fun music and our kids and some other things. But hey, we stayed focused today. And I think we covered everything. But yeah, if you have questions, visit our website. Give us a call. We are here to help you.
All the best. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News. Heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.